The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour? We might have because the signal is kind of messy. But good stuff. Very sportsy up until the end. Then it got puby. But that's okay. That's kind of how we roll with things. All available on podcastarena.com. And if you are having any problems with the signal, you can catch us on the app. You can catch us on the stream. Or you can watch us on the Twitch channel. And you can even comment on that because if you have a good comment, it might make the air today. I'm giving you guys a try on Twitch. So we'll see how that works. Plus, you can text the show. You know all the ways to get here. 713-780-ESPN. I'm not going to read your tweet, Mac Daddy, because that's just disgusting, but she shouldn't have done that. Just so you know. I'm not reading that.
That's okay?
No, it's not okay. It's very un-okay.
What's the worst that could happen, Fred?
There's a big difference between, you know, leaving a stream that a shark's going to chase and maybe in a pube escapes. There's a big difference.
Not really.
Yeah, there is.
It's getting your body stuff in my body. I don't need it.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of problems with blood.
There's problems with pubes, too. Maybe blood, you've heard of a little thing called crabs.
Yeah, you know what? Crabs, not bad. Like HIV, things like that, bad. Those things can't be cured.
I don't think you can. I don't know if AIDS is transferable if you swallow a lady's.
What if you got a cut on your arm? And
then you shouldn't be in the pool either.
Well, you didn't know you had a cut. Maybe you got cut trying to escape the woman who's leaving the trail. It happens.
It's the risk you take.
Oh, God. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, because I know you're a big Drake guy.
The biggest.
Yeah, I know you. I've probably heard three Drake songs that I know they're Drake songs. The rest of them, I've probably heard them, but I don't know what they are. His new song, Money in the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
He now has more songs on the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 than the Beatles.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
Are you really grossed out by that?
Yeah.
Because now you know what's going to happen. They're going to make a movie where what if Drake never lived? like they did with this yesterday. Which I have to say, I was kind of interested in it. And then I read a review and it's basically a love story. I'm out. I don't need a love story.
Okay.
But I thought it was kind of a cool concept. This is like, you know, this struggling musician, and then something happens in the world where nobody remembers the Beatles. Because that would be kind of cool. Like, what if Metallica suddenly disappeared off the face of the planet?
That'd be pretty rough.
It'd be rough, but then guess what? We'd go, you know, it's like, hey, man, let's go and let's record Unforgiven.
Yeah, you could do that. I don't have any musical talents.
Yeah, but you went to a music school. You could help. You could be the producer.
Yeah, I haven't done any of that in a long time. I wouldn't know how. I would just say, dude, these guys are ripping off Metallica, a band from, you know,
yeah, everybody the future. Be like, well, who's Metallica? Yeah. Well, wait a minute. How can you rip off a band from the future?
I don't know.
That's what, if you could time travel ahead and find out who the next big thing is. God, what if it's Drake? What if Drake is the next big thing and you time travel ahead and find
Drake's
out?
Drake's already a big thing.
Now he's bigger than the Beatles. Yeah, I don't think I could do Drake songs.
Or you use that time machine, go back, write all his songs before he did, and then sue him. And then he never becomes a big
thing.
That's
the move.
That's a good idea. All right, Aaron, so some homework for you. I want you to work on this time machine thing. And you know, get all the lyrics and stuff and write them out. Just on every one, though, I want like one mistake where it's one word different so you can say he changed one thing to try to... And that I think that helps the lawsuit. I don't know. I'd have to ask Lawyer Dave, but I think to me that would really help. Okay, so now we've got Drake and pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the lawyer for that little girl got hit by the foul ball? Came out and talked about what all was wrong with her. The girl that got hit here.
Yeah.
Subdural bleeding. Brain contusions. Brain edema.
Fractured
skull. Yeah. I don't understand why on earth baseball is so resistant. There's just really no reason not to do it. Just put the damn nets up so we don't have to deal with this anymore. I mean, I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I will say the only reason it's an issue is because it's a kid.
They killed an old lady at a Dodgers game last year and they didn't do anything. So, no. Yeah. Maybe if it has to be a kid to get him to actually act.
Yeah. I'm also kind of like, be the kind of person who pays attention at a baseball game if you're sitting that close.
Well, yes and no, but some of it, there's just no way you can react. And I've talked about this before. I had a friend who had seats right behind the Astros dugout. And those guys in the field are trained professionals, and they have trouble reacting to stuff hit that hard. You're talking about people who are just sitting there trying to enjoy a game. You know, I'm an old man. I might not be able to react fast enough to get out of the way of the damn thing.
Yeah.
Bats, too. And there's no reason for that. There's no reason for me to sit there and be worried about getting my head taken off by a foul ball. And guess what? If I do get my head out of the way, the person next to me, their head's going to explode. So, yeah, it's silly to me.
What's the proper distance for netting to go, in your opinion?
I think it should be, in my world, it'd be like it is in hockey now, which, by the way, they resisted that forever. And now they don't have many problems, but I would have it 10 feet high all the way to the foul poles.
Man.
You know, I'd have your backstop the way you have it now, but from there all the way, 10 feet high all the way to the foul poles. That's not that expensive.
Now you're messing with like guys reaching into the foul territory and making plays and stuff like that.
Well, you make it where it's flexible so they can still get a couple rows in, but yeah, you're going to lose a few plays like that, but so what? More offense.
Yeah.
It's not changing the game that much. It really isn't. It's maybe one or two plays a game at most.
Where does it go to now? To the start of the dugouts?
I don't know. It varies from place to place. The Astros one, I think, I don't even know if it goes to the dugouts. I don't think it goes that far.
I mean, it's got to go to at least the dugout. I've thought about, I don't know. I mean, it dugout to dugout, I'm sure that should be like pretty much the standard. And I know people have talked about going like over the dugout. I feel like once you get past the dugout, I mean, that ball's not, it's not coming at you hard enough, or you've got enough time that you can make a reaction and get out of the way of it.
Well, I'll disagree with that too, because I've seen some rocket shots go into the, you know, past first base, and not everybody is, even if you're paying attention, even if you're sitting there and you're all over the game, not everybody there is has good enough reactions to stop a ball from hitting them. Not everybody is a professional athlete. Not everybody's a former athlete. Some people are just old and slow, and some people are just slow. You going to tell them not to go to baseball games because they might get hurt because they can't react to a ball fast enough?
Let's see. It says here the Astros protective netting extends between sections 112 and 126. I mean, some of these, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I don't sit down there enough that it would bother me one way or the other. Mostly what I think about is how it'll affect gameplay. Going over the dugouts doesn't affect gameplay. I do think there's something to, like, you know, and this doesn't happen anymore. But, like, when I was a kid and when you were a kid, if you wanted to get autographs before or after a game, the place to go was the dugout. And you could roll a ball over the dugout to them. They would sign it and roll it back to you. That doesn't happen anymore, hardly at all. So maybe you're not losing too much. But that's kind of a cool thing for kids. But is it better to give that up? I would say yeah.
You know what? It wasn't safe, but you know who used to, like, my old season tickets were in the club level, right behind the Astros dugout. And this was going back, you know, 15 years when I was still at the Chronicle and we had them. But when Jose Lima was playing, he would get balls, sign them, and then throw them to the second level. And it was kind of cool. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, man, if this pops somebody in the face, who's not, like, if he misses who he's throwing to, there's some liability issues there. But that was one way that he did it. He would just sign a bunch of balls and throw them to people. So
the article I'm reading says they raise the net slightly during batting practice before, so people can go interact with the players and
get
stuff signed. So it comes up just about, I'm guessing, probably 6 to 12 inches.
There you go. That works. And somebody said, I've seen many people get hit. Most were not paying attention. No, that's true, too. But unfortunately, this is a society we live in. There'll be a whole row of people sitting there staring at their damn phones instead of the game. And should they be doing that? No, especially if they're in those seats. But I've also seen people get hurt just because they were, right, well, you can make fun of them for being too big and slow to get out of the way, but they were too big and slow to get out of the way. And even though they were paying attention, one guy even had a glove. And it's like, he was too slow to get the glove over before the ball hit him in the chin. So yes, is it an extreme thing, but why is it even an issue? Why are we even worried about hurting people? I mean, it's an easy fix. That's all. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number. We're way over for a break here because we went long with the pubes. Now we've gone long with this. So we're going to have to go short with something next time.
That's what she said.
Maybe more pubes. I don't know. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I want to swap like a sauce in a Watts. I don't want to change
because I'm good where I'm at. Mob top. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz from the Twitch. The Senate TV says, the last time I went to an Astros game, a grounder bounced up into the stands and a middle-aged dude couldn't even get out of the way. Well, that's the thing. A lot of you guys are in shape and have great reactions and stuff like that, and you can react to things like that. But have you seen the crowds at Astros games?
Then don't sit in those seats. The back of the ticket lets you know.
Yeah, that's a real great thing. Tell people don't buy good seats for the Astros games because they're not even selling out. And
what's
they got
it say on
team.
The back of the tickets?
Yeah, in total fine print that it's not their fault if you get your face smashed.
Everyone knows that.
I don't know that everyone knows that, but even so, I don't think that's. You shouldn't have to go to a sporting event and worry about whether or not you're going to get your face smashed. It's just silly.
NASCAR. What happens if a home run ball hits you in the outfield?
If you can't see a home run ball coming.
Oh, now that's a line.
Completely different thing. Of course it is. So a line just, drive into the stands.
Just right of the foul pole is okay. Left of the foul pole, you're an idiot if you can't catch it.
Well, first off, the way the stadium's set up there, you've got that area in right and you've got that area in left where people are on the first row. But a home run, no, you can't put a net there. You can't stop home runs. That's just silly. And plus, there's a big difference when you can see a ball coming from that far versus a line drive that goes into the stands. And those foul, especially the balls that are foul, they're spinning. They're going in different directions. I mean, I think it's just ridiculous to try to compare a home run to that.
But you're saying you need nets foul pole to foul pole.
Yeah.
So just on the foul side of the foul pole, you need
a net. You have to draw a line somewhere, don't you? What are you going to do? Halfway down the line?
You could just have a net go up from the fence, and if it hits the net, then it's a home run, and it just doesn't go into the crowd. No balls go into the crowd anymore.
Yeah, I think that's just a silly argument because you're acting like
the whole thing is silly.
No, it's not. I mean, the thing is, you're saying that, okay, well, just put it on the outfield too. I don't think you need to do that. You have to draw a line somewhere, though. You have to pick a spot. To me, put it on the foul pole. If you don't want to go that far, fine.
They picked a spot.
And it's worked really well, hasn't it? You got dead people in Los Angeles. You got a little girl who's all beat up because of it. Yeah, that's worked real well.
How long's baseball been being played?
Long time, and there have been a lot of injuries like this.
Okay.
There have. And
maybe they
can
hand out catcher's masks to everyone in the...
And again, if you have to do dumb stuff like that, AJ, then you're chasing away fans from a sport that really doesn't need to be chasing away fans.
I think putting up nets foul pole to foul pole will chase away fans.
How? What difference does it make?
I mean, no one. I mean, people sit in those seats in hopes that they can catch a foul ball.
You can still catch a foul ball if they hit one that's up and high.
So if you're in the front row, you've got basically no chance.
Well, that's not true. If it can come straight down on you, like the guy going to make a play, it's possible. But no, I really don't understand what you're arguing here. Like, okay.
You understand exactly what I'm arguing.
No, I guess
you're saying if there needs to be a net to the foul pole because there's a certain amount of people who can't. They don't have enough reaction time, but if you're sitting on the other side of the foul pole, that's on you.
No, the foul pole, the reason I'm using the foul pole is because it is a finite area. I mean, what do you want to do? Just stop halfway there? That's just dumb. If you're going to do
that's
it,
that's what they do now.
Well, that's just dumb. That's why people are getting hurt.
So if they stop in another random area, that's just dumb too?
Well, if it's a random area, yeah. If you say, okay, we're going to go to the end of the dugouts and that's going to be it, I don't think that's far enough, but fine, if that's your standard. But then you're just going to say, oh, well, we'll go halfway? I mean, what kind of crap is that? You just say, okay, we're going to go here, or we're going to go to the foul pole?
I haven't done all the research on what the safety, you know, where people are getting hurt and things like that. I honestly think if you go further than the dugout, it's kind of taken away.
Well, but I don't think it's taken anything away. And you're eliminating the possibility of somebody getting hurt.
Okay.
And to me, that's more important. You don't go to a baseball game. And yeah, it's fine. You can read the stuff on the back of the ticket. Believe me, I didn't like sitting in that first row. I'm watching the whole time. I'm paying close attention. But I know damn well if a ball comes off the end of that bat, I'm not going to be able to get out of the way. And you can read. I can read all the fine print in the world and go into it saying, yeah, these are great seats. But I'm not going to sit there with a beer in my hand during the game. And if you just had a net there, I wouldn't worry about it. And I wouldn't worry about a bat flying into my face. And so, yeah, if you push it out past the dugout a little bit, okay, fine. But I think if you really want to do it safely, you go all the way to the foul pole. And who, you know what? If people want to bitch about that.
I can't believe you have such a strong take on this, but no take on the pubic hair at the pool.
That's not true. Hair. I actually agreed with you. I actually agreed with you on that one. But I think it's their choice. It's also my choice not to go into the damn pool.
You want to take a call on this?
Not really.
No, we need to take a break.
I hate this friggin' subject. I don't even know why it came up again. I just brought it up because the kid's in bad shape. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, I'm going to respond to a couple texts here. 281 says, A.J.'s right. If you can't see, react, pay attention, don't sit that close. How can you defend otherwise? Well, first off, I can defend. I think I've defended it pretty well. Second off, So you're going to tell people don't buy seats, don't buy premium seats to a game if you're going to bring your kids or if you're going to bring your grandpa or anything like that where you might get hit by a ball. Don't sit down there.
Or understand that you could get hit with a ball sitting here.
Well, I think you always understand that no matter where you are in the park that a ball might come after you. But there's a difference between being able to react to a pop-up and seeing that coming versus a line drive or, God forbid, a bat, which we see all the time. And the reality is, it's not necessary. I'll give you two good examples. Hockey figured it out, and guess what? And somebody brought up a really good point. Nobody sitting behind home plate is complaining about the netting. The damn owner of the team sits there. Do you see him complaining? So, to me, it's a total non-factor. And just the idea of, oh, well, don't go there. Well, guess what? If you're the Astros and you can't get 3 million fans when you've got a team that's a contender for the World Series, you're really going to tell people, oh, you know what? We don't want you at this part of the park. Because what's going to happen? Okay, well, we're just not going to go.
Okay, well, what's going to happen to the people who are like, well, I don't want to sit here now because there's a net in my way. My view's obstructed. You're acting like those people don't exist,
well,
Fred.
They shouldn't because guess what? The best seats in the house have a net in front of them. And nobody bitches about that.
I honestly
don't. And nobody bitches at a hockey game. And here's another one for you. NASCAR had tires flying into the stands and killing people. What did they do? They extended the fencing. Guess what? People don't complain because they don't die. And honestly, nobody notices a net after an inning. And if you do, then okay, fine. You can go sit in the club at club level. Those seats are better anyway, in my opinion.
And that's where I'd rather sit.
But, yeah. And then this one, I never really understand people sometimes. But let's see. Somebody says, what about the guys who lean over the rail and fall? Listen, that's on you. If you're trying to lean over a rail to get a foul ball and you're drunk, that's on you.
We can't protect you.
I'm not saying that people don't have some responsibility here. And yeah, if I weighed 400 pounds, I'm not going to sit down there where I might get hit by a line drive. Okay, that would be my choice. But I don't think you should be putting those people in danger and say, oh, don't sit here. I mean, to me, you do have some responsibility. And yes, you should be paying attention. And guess what? If you're sitting down there and you get plastered and you were on your phone doing Facebook or whatever, I'm not very sympathetic. If you're not paying attention, that's one thing. But you guys act like everybody is capable of reacting, and maybe they think they are. Maybe, you know, maybe good old Joe, 75 years old, I used to play baseball back in the day. If they hit a line drive over here, I'm just going to catch it in my bony little hand. And his face gets blown up. Okay. Is that his fault or their fault? Probably both. But, yeah, the not wanting to do it because, oh, go sit somewhere else, that's just like, okay, yeah, don't go watch our team. Don't support your team. That's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know that, like, not having a net there is going to keep me from going to the game.
No, but having a net there is not going to keep you from going to the game.
I mean, for me, no. But, I mean, I'm sure there are people. There's just as many people who would feel the other way and say, I'm not going to sit behind this net. I'm here trying to catch a foul ball.
Then move up a few rows.
And I would say there's probably more people saying, I'm here trying to catch a foul ball than I'm here hoping I don't get decapitated by a foul ball.
Well, but because they don't think about that, even with your little warning on the back of the ticket. They don't think that they could get hurt down there.
That sounds like their problem.
Well, if a foul ball is that important to you, go spend the $5 in the damn store for one. So, oh, well. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a couple calls on this. I did not mean for this to become what it is, believe me. Alex first. He's been on hold the longest. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. And I agree with you on both fronts on where you're coming from on this one. There's got to be some sort of protection on it, but then there's also got to be accountability from a fan perspective. Not too long ago, I was at the Boston game on Friday night, and there was a couple in that same spot with what looked like a one-month or two-month-old child. You got to make that right decision whether you really want to do that or not. Because if something does happen in that sense, I mean, how are you going to protect that kid? And the same couple on top of that, they were there for the fireworks show afterwards. And the kid's screaming, but they're still staying there. And I'm like, what are you going to do?
Well, I agree with that. And if you're gonna take your kids, then you really should be aware that that's probably not a good idea, especially little kids.
I mean, if you're taking your kids anywhere, you should be aware of what could possibly go wrong there.
Well, they take them to a mall, they could get abducted. And then we got a little Amber Alert all over the highways.
I mean, they don't get abducted if you're paying attention and watching them.
No, but that's the thing. And again, some of this is on parents, sure. But the reality is you don't go to a game or you don't go to an event and not think you're safe. And you shouldn't worry about these. And you shouldn't have to because it's such an easy fix. But when the Astrodome, when my kids were little, it was still the Astrodome. And we had tickets. My ex's law firm had tickets right behind the visitor's dugout. And after two innings, and my kids were really little, like 5 and 2 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're moving around and stuff and they're not paying attention. And I'm looking at how close we are to the batter. And the first thing I did was say, you know what, we're moving up because I don't think this is safe. I don't want my kids down here. And, you know, that was my choice. gave somebody else the seats. But, you know, should you have to do that? That's my point.
I don't know. I see the pros and the cons for it. That's why I don't have like a firm opinion on it one way or the other. I mean, a net's not going to stop me from going sitting in those seats, and no net is not going to prevent me from sitting in them. So, and if I'm a guy with kids and I'm like, oh, I don't want to sit in this netted protected area, okay, I'll sit behind a net somewhere, or that's fine. But it's one of those things where you don't have to change everything for.
But you're not changing. Some. You're not changing that much. This is such a minor change. It really is. Let's try.
Do you think the Astros have been hesitant, or baseball teams in general have been hesitant to do it for a reason? I'm sure they've done some sort of research on what fans think.
No, I don't think that's it at all.
We don't want to put up nets? I can't imagine that's
baseball's one of those things that's so friggin' traditional. This is the way we've always done it. You know, you've had two people. You had a lady killed in L.A. last year. You had another one hit when I was in Canada, somebody got hit in L.A. and hurt pretty bad. You got this. At some point, you got to worry about liability. Because that little thing on the back of your ticket doesn't necessarily keep you from being sued. Because just because you say, oh, you might get hit by a foul ball,
it doesn't work. I think baseball teams have got good lawyers. I'm sure they figured out the right way to word it.
I guarantee you there have been a bunch of settlements on these things, too. I actually know somebody who got a settlement from them. So, why keep paying those out when you could just spend probably, $500 to put up a net that goes a little farther? That's it. Get one more call. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. When I go, I'm about 10 rows back, right past the dugout on the left side. So a lot of right-handed hitters pull them into the left field stands. And my kids always sit past the ball. So I sit between the batter and my kids with the glove. And, you know, we have a good time. And, you know, I'm ready for it. I don't, you know, sit there on my phone. I'm watching the game and watching the ball. I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. I think netting would make visibility a little different if you're at the angle to where you're looking down the net, and all the netting, you know, kind of is going to obscure some views. I think that would affect the game. I think taking the net to the end of the dugout might be good, but not all the way to the foul pole. And that's what I'm saying.
Listen, if you're going to take your kids there, that's the way to do it. But you know what? The obstructing the view thing. And by the way, don't we have the technology now that you could pretty much have a clear net?
I mean,
How
are you going to have a clear net?
There's all kinds of stuff that, like, you have clear tape. There's all kinds of things I'm sure you could put together where the netting is basically clear. I mean, I'm sure the technology exists. I mean, this is freaking 20. I don't even know what year it is anymore, but it's almost 2020.
Juan says putting a net from foul post to foul post is silly. What's next? Putting a net around a basketball court so players don't run into people. I mean, people get hurt like that.
Well, only guys who try to punch players when they land.
No, but I mean, we've seen it where Shaq tumbles into the crowd and somebody gets hurt because Shaq's a giant man.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we're talking. We're not talking apples to apples here. It's just, to me, the apples to apples comparison is a hockey puck and a baseball, because those are things that are flying at 100 miles an hour. And, you know, try reacting to that. How often do you see first baseman not able to react to a line drive? And those guys are trained professionals.
Yeah. But they're also closer to the ball than anybody else who is in that non-netted area.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's pretty close if you get right behind that dugout. It's almost the same thing. It's just a different angle. So. Oh, well. I guarantee you, though, that the technology exists to do, like, a clear net. Like fishing line, for instance.
Yeah, but a fishing line's not going to keep the
ball. No, but I'm talking about that kind of technology. You have that color thing. You're not even going to notice it. So, the whole it'll obstruct view thing, I'm sorry, I don't buy it. You know, appreciate that you guys think that. But like I said, I've sat in those Diamond Club seats. I never complained once.
Yeah.
I was really happy with the service and the food and the beer. And it was nice. All right. Enough of that garbage. Quick break. It's a Blitz on the ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Braves Mets, Sunday at 5 on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. 832 says, with probably the text of the day, could you make a net out of all the pubes you collect from the pool?
Come on.
So, 713 says, I usually agree with Fred, but on this, he sounds like everyone these days that says anything that bad happens has to be someone else's fault. It's known if you sit in those seats that a hard hit ball could come your way. If you can't handle it, sit somewhere else. I am in no way saying it's always someone else's fault. I think if you were paying attention, you would have heard me say, if you're an idiot who's on the phone the whole time, doing selfies and tweeting and things like that, and you get hit in the face, I got no sympathy for you. But you also act like every human being can see a 100-mile-an-hour foul ball coming and get out of the way of it. And I was telling AJ about an instance where I ducked and somebody couldn't see because I was taller than them. I mean, there are times when it's your fault. But why even create that opportunity? Excuse me. So, yeah, I think that's... Wow. Okay. Hang on.
Who are you, Hillary Clinton?
I'm still just getting over this damn pneumonia.
Oh, no. And is pneumonia... Aaron, Google if pneumonia is contagious.
It's not contagious. Stop
it. Oh, God.
But now I think it's just allergies because it's...
Are allergies contagious, Aaron?
All right, we're fine. So, anyway.
You're turning into Hillary.
Where the hell
were
you?
Just going to have coughing fits all the time.
I don't know.
That's the worst.
Somebody says, well, what about golf? There's no netting in golf. Who cares if you kill a golf fan?
Oh,
come on.
Fred.
That one, I mean, there's not much you can do there. You can't.
What if
really...
John Granato died?
That'd be John's fault for not paying attention.
True.
But, yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to England, but it was a flight from England to Philadelphia. So I don't know if England gets full credit for this or not. We've had some interesting experience on airplanes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think this has ever happened to me or you. Let's say you're sitting next to Reverend Peter McConnell.
Okay.
He's a man of God. And you fall asleep. And Reverend Peter McConnell has a lot of wine on the trip. And suddenly starts making sleazy comments about sex acts, asking you if you've been to a strip bar. And then groping you while you sleep.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yes. Apparently, he sexually assaulted an American PhD student on a flight in 2017 after making sleazy comments about sex acts. The 64-year-old clergyman, okay, that's pretty gross, 64 and 23, drank up to 10 small bottles of wine and then asked the victim if he'd ever been to, they use the T word, but strip bars. He then spoke about God and asked his victim, 23, for forgiveness after the sex assault. Yeah, that's one of those go-tos.
I wouldn't forgive him, honestly.
And I don't, pretty sure God's not going to forgive me either.
Yeah, I'm not forgiving you for that. If you asked me, I would say no.
He had been in America to visit his sister. He denied the charge and claimed he talked about mindfulness, not a sex act starting with the same letter. Okay. So he did have to leave the clergy. He now must sign the sex offenders register and will be sentenced next month.
I mean, at least that's good.
Yeah, he told the victim told the jurors he'd been drinking heavily during the flight and moved to sit beside the student because a child had been kicking the back of his own seat.
Damn.
So he said the victim. Said that McConnell tried to engage him in conversation, which he found odd. And he said, Mr. McConnell said his godson got really drunk in South Carolina and had been to a strip bar. He asked if the complainant had ever been to a strip bar. He said he hadn't and felt uncomfortable about the conversation. It was an odd thing, you may think, for anyone to say to a stranger on a flight, but not as odd as what he was going to go on and say. At one point, talking about a sex act and saying it was a way to relieve stress.
Well, I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, it is.
Are you not allowed to tell people that? He's just trying to spread the gospel.
Yeah. And he was trying to spread a few other things, apparently, while he was sleeping. As he was drifting off to sleep, he felt Mr. McConnell's hand under the blanket on his right knee, thigh area, massaging his thigh. That lasted 10 to 15 seconds. He said he must have fallen asleep. He recalls jolting awake, and when he did, he looked down and could see McConnell's hand had stopped groping his knee, thigh area, and was rubbing his groin area. Says side to side over the top of his pants. The student started crying when he confided in his mother. Oh, you're 23 years old. Just he kept trying to talk to me, wanting to apologize. He wanted to shake my hand. Well, you're already shaking something else.
Yeah, I know what you're up to.
Yeah,
with
you
that
can
hand.
Stop with that.
Get away from
he
me.
He said, started blaming the alcohol, saying he was drunk, trying to get me to forgive him. I said no. Yeah, twice he tried to hug me. He tried to kiss the hair above my ear, which was very disturbing. Yeah. So, there you go, Reverend. I'm going to go with. That's a no. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know when there's real danger at a baseball game? When you're
Tyler White's pitching?
Well, that. And when you're watching the Rays and the Twins play, and it's the middle of the 16th inning.
Oh, geez.
And the score's 2-2.
Yeah.
And the Rays 1-6 hitters are combined 1-37.
How many of those do you have on your fantasy team?
Zero.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah. Good. Imagine the Rays decided when they're filling out their lineup today, they're like, who should we lead off the game with? Who do we want to have the most amount of at-bats? I know Travis d'Arnaud, a catcher, who's hitting .221. And unsurprisingly, he's 0-7 with 5 men left on base.
Interesting.
That's an interesting strategy.
Yeah.
Let's see how it pays off.
Exactly. So far, not so good.
Yeah, 2-2 in the 16th. I mean, they're batting. They're in their battling.
Yeah, and it's probably a getaway game for them, too, on top of everything else.
Well,
so
getting away later.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
By the way, another fascinating thing on that Rays game. So they're in the middle of the 16th. The pitcher that's pitched the most innings today for them has pitched 3 1/3.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. 2, 3 1/3, 2/3, 1 1/3, 1 2/3, 2, 1, 3. They're just piecing it together. It's always great when the bullpen game goes 16 innings.
Yeah. Wow.
That backfired. At some point, you just like, you know what?
They don't have a position player out there.
Not yet.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten to Tyler White.
It was funny because people were pissed at Tyler White last night for giving. It's like, dude, the game's over. You don't want to waste an arm. Although they've got 13 arms out there, I don't know why they continue to use him. But
I think the worst part about that was that it messed up his ERA.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he really had something going there.
Yeah, well, rough couple of days for your locals, but they'll be fine. Hey, guys, are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits. Well, now is the time to check out my friends from Lightstream. You can be smart, pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. And guys, the average credit card's over 18%, and even if you've got good credit. So why not do this? And 5.95, much less than 18%. You could save thousands in interest. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And if you want to save even more, how about this? An additional interest rate discount just for the Blitzers. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
When I look at it, oh girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh girl, just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah, da 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 da.
ESPN 97.5.